of football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Down here at Boundary Side with Corey Enright. Corey, a disappointing start for the Saints last week. What's the week been like for the club?
Yeah, it obviously was not a great start for us in terms of the scoreboard, but it was probably more the way we played as well that we were disappointed with. So that was the main focus for us, was to try and rectify that and get back to the sort of footy we want to play, which we know is you know, first and foremost what we're trying to achieve, and the opposition are going to play a part in that. But we're at the stage now where we just need to be consistent every week in how we want to play the game.
A youngish group too, so obviously still learning and the way in which you're trying to coach them. What's the, you know, how do you go about that after the loss last week and trying to get them ready for what will be a pretty good game against the Cats, who are in good early season form?
Yeah, I think with a younger group, it just means you double down even more on what you're trying to do. So for us, we're under no illusions on how we want to play the game, and for that, it just means, you know, young or not, you continue to educate the right way and train the right way, and you know, hopefully the results take care of himself.
Boris Kingy, Cass and Reg Toohey talking to you from the K-Rock Box. Appreciate your time as always. Chris Scott spoke yesterday about he sees that last year's result is relevant and they'll look at that. Is there anything you guys take out of the fact that you've won the last three here against the Cats?
Oh, a little bit, but not too much. We did watch last weekend's game, so that was pretty relevant in our eyes, the way they sort of dismantled Fremantle. Obviously, started the season really well. So, no, not really. We, as I said, like a lot of the stuff for us is about us at the moment and making sure that we get consistent in how we play the game. So, and Geelong are quality opposition. They're going to throw a lot of things at us. We know them well, quite well. It's one thing to know them. It's another thing to stop them. So, we're just excited for the challenge ahead, and we get an opportunity to I guess put some steps forward.
Trio of debutants last week and another one this week in Isaac Keelier. Can you tell us a little about him and his journey to get to an AFL debut after being drafted in 2022?
Yeah, it's obviously he spent last year sort of developing himself. He's a big tall Indigenous boy that come to us as a sort of ruck forward, and we played him down back last year. So again, like, developed his game a lot. Has been, you know, waiting for an opportunity. He gets an opportunity tonight, so hopefully he can jump on some heads, because he can do that. So we're excited to see that.
Corey, it's Ben Castanilia. Thanks for joining us.
Well, you're awake, Benny. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, no, I'm here to send the invoice to Kingy. So there's a bloke who plays for your mob that wears, ironically, the same number that you used to wear. We don't know a whole lot about him, but he's, I reckon, one of the most underrated players in the competition. Hasn't missed a game since Cam Thurley used to play for the Cats. Can you tell us a bit about Callum Wilkie? Because I reckon he goes to Cameron and that'll be the highlight of the night.
I can tell you more about Callum Wilkie than I can about Cam Thurley, but
the 14 for the Cats.
He was good. He played a few very good games.
He was a little meatball, wasn't he?
Goal sneak for Tasmania.
He was.
Wilkes, he's really important to us. And I'm not sure. It was nice to see him probably get some recognition over the last couple of years, because he does play a really important role for us. Gives us a bit of stability down back. He always plays on really hard matchups, and he's just really consistent. He's really professional, and he hates to get beaten. So it's a good blueprint for a key defender. And for us, he's you know, a great leader, particularly in the back half. And he's going to be under pressure tonight. The Cats forwards, you know, there's strength everywhere in that front half. So he's got to be at his best tonight.
Hey, Borry, Big Reg here.
Hey,
good
Reggie.
To speak to you, mate.
Hey, well done, mate. The kids were glued to the TV there, so you did a really good job.
I appreciate it, mate. Yeah, I'm glad I'm out, for the record. Mate, you talked about kind of consistency and worrying a bit about yourselves tonight. When you review the game on Monday, where is the consistency you're hoping to see? Is it the defensive kind of structure? Is it the contest? Is it execution going inside 450? Is there specific areas you're hoping that you can get right tonight?
Yeah, as with everything, you look at everything. But for us, from last week's review and the game itself, we just weren't around the footy for long enough. So that's probably the main thing for us, is to, you know, then that's where the game is. Like, you got to get your numbers there, and then you got to be able to compete, and then you can use your numbers when – when you win that footy. So ultimately, that'll be the main things that we'll be trying to do, and that's no different to every other team, I'm sure. But from there, then you can have a look at, you know, how you attack and how you defend. But if you can't get the ball first and foremost, it's going to be hard to do anything.
Boris, you won't be upset. I know you're focusing on yourselves, but not upset to know that Bailey Smith's not playing. One less thing you have to worry about. But probably have to worry about Ted Closey now coming in.
Yeah. We obviously watched his game last week, and he was electric, obviously, in the first time in the Cats' colours. So, yeah, it's one thing to have not him not there. But, again, we just got to worry about all the players that are there. And as I mentioned, and as we know, there's quality on every line. You got Stewart in the back line, you got Holmes in the midfield, and you got Cameron up front alongside everyone else. So yeah, we understand the challenge that lies ahead.
Boris, we really appreciate your time as always. We'll get to talk to you later in the year. I think you guys coming down to the Cattery at some stage. Is that on the agenda?
Yeah, we'll look forward
to
that.
Are you still living in Geelong, Corey?
Yeah, of course I am, mate. It's beautiful down
there. How does the travel treat you?
Oh, it's shocking. I'm waiting for an aeroplane or a...
Are you still down the Torquay way?
I can't disclose anything to you, mate, hey? I'm not going to let you know. That's one thing. Plus all your K-Rock listeners, I'm not letting you know that either.
Yeah. Hey, Boris, always a pleasure. We love having you on. We really appreciate the Saints making you available for Geelong games, and we wish you the best of luck tonight.
Thanks, boys. Good calling.
Good on you,
see
Corey.
Corey
and Wright joining us here. Great to always talk to Boris.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.